Again, you're listening to the news at 1. Met Aaron is warning of further flooding tonight in parts of the southwest and midwest after heavy rain yesterday caused rivers to burst their banks and sea walls to be breached in several towns in East Cork and West Waterford. As clean-up operations continued in Middleton, Glanmire and many other areas, Met Aaron issued a new status yellow rain warning for Cork, Kerry and Limerick from 11pm tonight until 9am tomorrow. It said heavy rain overnight coupled with water logged ground and high river levels is likely to lead to further localised flooding and dangerous travelling conditions. Meanwhile, homes and businesses in East Cork, severely damaged in yesterday's flash floods, will be able to access a €10 million emergency relief fund, according to Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Speaking in the Dáil within the last hour, Mr Martin told TDs the government will be examining the situation to see what further help might be needed.
In terms of the humanitarian assistance scheme is available, to provide support to those living in properties directly affected by the flooding. There's a fund of 10 million already in place for this scheme. It prevents hardship by providing support to people whose homes are damaged from severe weather. And we will work with the local community in relation to this, and the Department of Social Protection is liaising on the ground with the people affected to make sure they have access to the help that they needed. And if any homeowner affected by Storm Babet needs to access these supports, they can contact the Community Welfare Service by phoning them, and we'll outline the numbers.
Meanwhile, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has been visiting Middleton in East Cork this lunchtime. He's been seeing for himself the scale of the damage caused by these flash floods yesterday. We can talk to our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, who is in Middleton. Pascal, what's been happening there over the last number of hours?
Brian, first of all, the Taoiseach is due here shortly. He is running a little bit of behind time, I gather, en route from Cork. The situation here is that the weather has improved substantially today. That allowed the remaining floodwaters to subside down along Main Street towards the Middleton Distillery. But with the subsidence of those remaining floodwaters, the reality of the damage that has been done here is beginning to hit home to people. The scale of the damage, and it is substantial. And people have been in from very early this morning. The street is lined with carpet tiles and shop furniture, household furniture, furniture from bars and restaurants. Millions of euro worth of destroyed stock is lining the streets here. I've been talking to a number of business owners here in Middleton this morning. The first voice you will hear is Lisa O'Brien from Monty's Cafe in the town.
I actually can't find words to describe it. We were standing inside in the cafe watching like a waterfall coming in over the floodgate. There was absolutely nothing we could do to stop it. I've never felt so helpless in all my life.
Was there much damage done?
A lot of damage. We're still checking it there now. We don't know the extent of it yet.
My name is Linda Cordliano. We own La Trattoria, Main Street, Middleton. For the last 48 years, we're a family restaurant. The whole town comes. We're a very popular restaurant, very family orientated, and the place is just devastating news for us today. Devastating, the whole place. I can't see. I don't know how it's going to come back. We just pray that we will get there. It came so fast. People were inside having lunch. To be fair, they were just kind of finishing up, and there was no one else coming in because it was just kind of not too bad outside. And next minute, within, it just came in the back door, and it came in like a river. We had to get everyone out as fast as we could, and chaos then. The place is destroyed, everything. As you can see, look around, all the furniture's gone. Yeah. The whole place is like an eggshell now at the moment. A lot of damage done.
Have you insurance?
We have.
Flood insurance?
No. No flood insurance. No flood.
No. We need
no
to
one.
Be.
No.
What are you going to do?
Well, everyone's going to help today. All our friends, family, neighbours, customers are all in helping. The likes of all the businesses are kind of getting together.
My name is Ria Burgine. I have Say I Do Bridal Boutique here in Middleton. We're in business 20 years. We've never experienced anything like this before. Our shop is completely destroyed. All our samples are completely destroyed. We've got no time to save anything, salvage anything. It's just devastating. We're just trying to sift through everything to see. I don't even know where to to go from here, or what we can do. The water came up 4 feet up in the shop. All our equipment, all our electrical equipment, our floors, everything. It's just destroyed. It's completely and utterly destroyed.
My own name is Laurie O'Donnell. This is HS2 Middleton. This is devastating, I suppose, for a family business.
And what do you do? What does HS2 Middleton do?
It's a hair salon. It's such a community down here, you know, we're full of life, we're vibrant, we're fun. You can see the team behind us here, they're working hard, you know, to try and get this place up and running again.
Describe what happened yesterday, hour by hour.
So at 12:30, we walked out the front door, my car was parked out here on the main street, and it was perfect. At 1:00 I opened the door to leave some air in, and my feet were submerged. And within 6 minutes, it was halfway up the door. So we barricaded ourselves in with sandbags, you know, the salon was full, it was at full capacity. We had a poor pregnant woman inside, you know, it was just chaos, and we tried our best to keep the water out. You could hear the window was kind of creaking and cracking, so we knew we had to get out then. Everyone out the back door, and when we got out the back then, I'd say we were inside for about 30 minutes, and I'd say out the back and we were waist deep in water outside.
How much damage has been done here?
You can see it, there's upwards of 50,000 worth of damage here. The insurance company got onto this morning, unfortunately nothing is covered down here with flood damage, so you won't see a cent go into that from insurance, you know, so it's just a case of, I don't think it's sunk in for us just yet. You know, it's just crazy. You barely have words for it.
Joe Rin, and this is my wife's business, Dakota. It's a clothes shop on the main street in Middleton. We've been absolutely devastated yesterday what happened with the flooding. And today we're here dealing with the aftermath, and there's no council. The road is wide open, no guards to shut it down. We can't get skips in. We barely have room to park the vans that we need to get here to try and mediate what's after happening. The town is in complete disarray. There shouldn't be anyone here on this street, only business owners to try and salvage what they can and repair what they can. But there's onlookers, the street is open for cars, and we have no help. We have rang the Garda station on several times. We understand they were flooded. It's been diverted to Cove Garda station. They keep saying, oh, it'll be closed. One of the agricultural contractors took it on himself to close the street top and bottom, but the side streets, everybody's coming in them and up and down the street. We don't know what to do, you know.
Business owners in Middleton speaking to Pascal Sheehy, who's standing by with us still. Pascal, what has been the response of the authorities there? What are you seeing in terms of a relief and assistance operation?
Well, Brian, since yesterday afternoon, the emergency services have been on the ground here. And I think you have to say that Cork County Fire Service, the Gardaí, the Coast Guard units were here. The North Cork, East Cork and West Cork Civil Defence were here. Last night the ESB were here restoring power, and power was restored I think around 9:00. So all of that was done, and that is really, really important for people who are vulnerable, for let's say the likes of butcher shops who have meat in their freezer and fridge compartments to keep that meat from going off. However, I'm looking out on Main Street now, and as Joe Wren was making the point there, the street is open. So traders who are trying to clean out their businesses are having to compete with flood tourists driving through to see the damage that has been done. That really shouldn't be happening. There are no skips on the street here, Brian. So there are a lot of practical, very simple things that can be done. And then in a longer term, the Taoiseach is due here shortly, and people will need to see, or people will want to see, the size and the scale and the applicability of the scheme that the government will put in place to help them.
Pascal Sheehy in Middleton, thank you very much.